What is going on, everybody? Passing of the Christoph podcast, episode 44. Fucking 44. I've been doing this shit now, I don't know how long. For like 30 of those, I was on YouTube talking about 8 to 10 minutes, maybe 15, about really stupid shit when I look back on it. They got like 12 views, maybe 15. Then I like talked about a porn star and they'd get like 400 views. But none of them were really, they were a start, you know, they were a start. It was good. It was just a place for me to fucking bitch and talk about shit. And, you know, it's now 44 and I'm on a network, student at network. And, you know, instead of 10, I get like 100 or 200. It depends, you know. When I was doing this for a while and didn't fall off the wagon, I was getting like 400, you know, listeners. And now I'm just having to get that shit back. You know, that's the thing. Now I'm like, there's no longer a pink cloud of like doing shit you normally do. It's just like, all right, I got to do this shit. Like, and you know what? This week, no fucking guest. I really have no topic. And I'm a little tired even. I thought it's funny like how my mind works. I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking, maybe I should take a shower. You know, maybe I should take a shower and that'll wake me up. And then I'm like, I really like that fucking spring bake tube galore. You know, the spring break they'll never forget in the shower. And it's just like these three girls in the shower. And it's interesting because it's not really anything special. They're just three, like, average college girls, but they're taking a shower together. They're not doing anything. I mean, they're spreading things open, but they're not, you know, there's no fingering. There's no dildos. It's just three chicks in the shower. They're regular girls. Maybe I'm missing my youth. Maybe that's what it is. You know, I'm feeling tired. I want some youthful energy. And, you know, here are these 20-year-old girls just, you know, spreading their vaginas and having fun, you know, enjoying spring break. And, you know, for me, I'm like, ah, should I get coffee? You know, and I'm older now. You know, it's like I went to the grocery store and my highlight of the fucking day was they had Baba Ganoush. They finally got Baba Ganoush. And that's where I'm at in my life. It's like Baba Ganoush. It's probably just as awesome as like picking up a girl at the beach and having sex. That's, I mean, honestly, if you're like, okay, Christoph, you get a free day. Your girlfriend will let you do what you want. You can either have the best Baba Ganoush in the history of the world. Like stuff that, I don't know, Shahs and Kings fucking ate. The Baba Ganoush, good for them. Or, you know, just, you know, bang a random girl from the beach. I'd probably pick the Baba Ganoush. I probably would. I mean, because fucking Baba Ganoush is delicious, all right? You have some Baba Ganoush with, like, a nice cracker or, you know, maybe some fucking carrots. Now, see, then my brain just went to, like, what if the girl was playing with a carrot? But I'm like, nah, that's not really that hot anyways. So Baba Ganoush beats pussy. That's where I'm at. You know, that's where I'm at. I get, like, passionate about different things. You know, I like to, like, live through my old self. I watch old band videos of myself when I was, like, younger and way more in shape. And that kind of is nice. You know, I'm like, I did it. I did the band thing. You know, it calls me back. Like, I still want to, like, finish a musical project. But I really got no fucking want to tour and do that shit. It's just not in me anymore. You know, you evolve. You want something new. You know, and you have different passions. I'm chill now, man. Like, what makes me happy are these little fucking things. Finding Baba Ganoush, you know, at like some fucking shithole store in New Hampshire. You know, looking at spring break girls online. I enjoy that. I enjoy college porn. That's like my go-to thing. I love the sorority girls getting hazed. I love spring break stuff that's like real. And I just enjoy this stuff. It like calms my head. You know, I used to see the guys at the porn store, and a lot of them, some of them, like they were like all professional and shit. They're like, you know what? This just like relaxes my brain, and that's what we want a lot of times. You know, I get it. You're just like, I just want to turn my fucking brain off. I don't even want to jerk off because that, like, you know, that's wasting energy too. You're just like, I just want to chill and look at something. You know, and that's what entertainment. You know, that's why I'm very like. Into like entertainment that can kind of trick you, like it's art, but you just think, oh, this is just fucking entertainment. That's the thing that impresses me. Like as somebody in the arts, I love shit that can like, you know, I heard a rapper who turned writer. He was in Mobb Deep, and he's just like, I just want to put medicine in the meal. And I fucking, that's like my fucking thesis for art, man. I love that, you know. Now, porn does not do that. Like, watching Spring Break Girls, there's no medicine there. It's just a fucking really good meal. But I think there's other shows that are really good at that. I'm watching, you know, a few shows right now. And some people might be like, what the fuck, Christoph? But I'm really loving fucking Silicon Valley. That show just thrills me, man. I love that, because it's so hard to get, like, something really satirical, but actually, like, you give a fuck about the characters. And it's just storytelling 101. You give these guys, and they're nerds. They're fucking nerds. Like, the pathetic part of yourself you can see in all these characters. And, you know, but they actually have, like, talent that will be rewarded financially. So maybe that's what some people don't like about these guys. You know, they're fucking tech nerds. And they keep getting so fucking close, and then just some shit happens. And it's like, that's like, if you look at any fucking craft book, that's like the first thing they tell you to do. Give your character a want, get them close, and then take it away, and then just keep doing it. And it's hackish, but it fucking works. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not trying to, like, look at something and be like, whoa, what the fuck is this? And, you know, it's like, I just want to enjoy shit. That's where I'm at. I don't really like even arguing anymore. And I think that's why I like Twitter more than Facebook. Because on Twitter, you can just, like, here it is. And, like, 90% of people don't care. And then 10% people, you know, you're involved with, they'll say some shit. But, yeah, man, I'm digging that. And the big thing is I love watching the fucking Bachelorette. It's just some bullshit I love to do with my girlfriend. You know, I also get shit for liking the Gilmore Girls, but the Bachelorette, man, it's just like, I love it because it's just fucking Darwinism. It's Darwinism and roses, and I love that shit. I tried to submit a story called Sperm Wars to an anthology that'll be coming out soon, and it was just like about how sperms, you know, they fight each other to get to the egg, and I love shit like that. I love the real fucked up primal stuff, the stuff that makes us uncomfortable. Oh, my cat just came in. Benito, do you like Sperm Wars too? You're neutered, though. You can't have a sperm war with any of the other cats. Anyways, that's Benito. He came in here. But yeah, man, I love shit. Like, that's a great book, by the way, too. Sperm Wars. Go fucking check that shit out. It's the most disenchanting thing ever, and I love it. You know, you're just like, everybody's cheating on everybody and all that shit, you know. And it is true. I mean, I don't think we're built to be monogamous, but it comes down to this. It comes down to this, guys. I'm really keeping it real. It's like, I won't cheat on my girlfriend because I love her. And it's because, like, I know it would hurt her more than the pleasure I would feel. That, no matter who I fucked, I could stick my dick all the way into Kate Upton, you know, and just motorboat those titties. I mean, just motorboat them till, you know, I don't know a good metaphor for motorboat. You just motorboat, you know. There's no, like, really thing you can compare to motorboating. It's just a great activity. It's like jogging before your penis. Just that's motorboating. So yeah, I could motorboat and have sex with Kate Upton, but then I'd, like, you know, and I'm a guilty motherfucker. Like, I feel guilt. I'm a Jew, Italian, Catholic. I can't handle guilt, man. I try to avoid it as much as I can. I let that shit go, but I'd feel fucking guilty. I'd feel so guilty, and, you know, so I just won't do it. I take the thing, like, people are art. this makes me look like an asshole, fuck it. But people are art, and, like, I enjoy women, like, you know, people like to look at, you know, fucking awesome shit in museums. I enjoy it, but I'm not gonna go steal it. I'm not gonna go hump it. You know, I'm not gonna go fucking DM. I'm not gonna message the museum and be like, oh, I want your painting so fucking bad. I need to have it. Come on, just give me a shot. Let me rent your painting. Give me for 20 minutes, for 20 seconds. No. No, I'm just gonna, like, be like, oh, that's a really fucking great painting. You know, maybe at night I might even think about that painting. But I'm not gonna go steal it. You know, that's kind of my way with shit like this. You know, just look, don't touch. You know, I don't know what it is. Why can't we just appreciate something? It's always got to be about ourselves. It's just need to be validated. That's what I think. It all comes down to that shit. We all just want to be validated and praised and blah blah fucking blah. It's like, just fucking let that shit go. You know, it's like, it corrupts everything. I know I've used, like, when I was, you know, in a band, it's like, oh, man, if the audience loves me, then I'm fucking lovable. And it's just like, it's sad. You can't live like that. You know, you can't, as artists, you can't have your self-respect come from your art. You know, art's just something to do to, I don't know, to keep your head straight, to get that fucking shit out. That's the only way I can say it. It's just, it's the equivalent of taking a shit, you know. Art for me is like that. It's like, it just, you know, and shits do feel good. Let's keep it real, guys. Come on, taking a nice shit is pleasant. It is. If there is a God, he's like, this is going to be kind of fucked up, but you'll enjoy it at many days. And he's right. But it's a pain in the ass when you keep it in. You got to just let it out. That's what the art thing is for me. And, you know, crafting shit. Well, I don't know. Now the metaphors run amok. But you hear what I'm saying. So, yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. She has dreams sometimes of me doing shit with girls, like flirting with them. And I don't have those dreams with her. I have dreams of, like, Jason killing me. I don't know why. I just always dream about Jason Voorhees doing stuff to me. You know, and I think that's the thing. I don't worry about that stuff, you know, about getting cheated on or cuckolded or all that shit. I don't. I don't have that fear. I fear just, like, really bad shit happening to me, like Jason killing me, you know? Like, I even living here in the woods, I'd be, like, afraid to look out that there'd be Jason in his mask. Because I watched so many horror movies as, like, a little kid. That was, like, my obsession. Because my family life was fucked up. So it was, like, some kids want to avoid it. And it was just, I think horror was my way of like, just feeling like I could take shit. You know, I just felt like, all right, if I can, you know, survive Jason and Freddy and Chucky, I'll be all right. And it was just a great escape. It was just a great escape horror. But, you know, I don't know. We all have fucking demons. I'm more afraid of men. I'm afraid of men doing shit to me. You know, I talked about military school. I don't want to go into that. I won't go there, guys. I'm not going there. I can go, though. I can go, like, in my 20s, you know, and I can say this now, you know, where people are like, the people that actually think that being gay is a choice, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking, man. You know, I did have a gay experience, and people are like, wow, Christoph's gonna talk about his gay experience. I don't even think that's that fucking big of a deal or that interesting. Like, who fucking cares? But it just, like, the experience was sad, you know, because it just shows that men really do suck. Men fucking suck. Like, this guy, like, basically, and it goes back to my whole thing about validation. I was at, you know, I was going through my poetry phase. Of course, I was reading poetry, and that's when I had my gay experience. So yeah, I'm all about being poetry. I'm like, I'm done with fiction. I'm just like, I'm gonna write poetry, man. I'm gonna do slam, and I'm gonna, you know, all this and that. And I go to this, and I fucking suck. I like bomb. But this one guy's like, you got the voice, kid. You have the voice. And he's like some, I don't know, I'm like 20 maybe, 21. Yeah, I'm 21. I'm 21, and he's older. He's like late 20s. And he's like, I'm going to mentor you, man. You have such talent. Talent like yours is going to get mentored. And then basically he just got me drunk. And he took me to a gay bar, and he's like, you need to let go of all this, man. You need to let go. And I'm, like, hanging out with, like, a tranny, and she just looks like a woman to me. I'm going to say tranny, by the way. Come on, look. I don't say the fag word anymore. Like, I'm going to say tranny. Because I worked in a porn store, and that's just the word we used. So, but, you know, tranny, transsexual, whatever. So, but, you know, I'm talking to this chick and this tranny chick or whatever, and I'm just like, you know, you're fucking pretty. Does this make me gay? I think you're pretty. And she's like, no, but you should be with the man you're with because that's where your sparkle is. And I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, I can see it. You know, and I guess, like, in my mind, trannies are oracles. So, I'm just like, all right, cool. And then I just drink more. And then, you know, me and this guy go back, and he's like, let's be true poets. And then he's like giving me a hand job. And then he kissed me, and I'm like, I don't like how his like mustache and shit feels. You know, it just felt weird. It just felt weird. I'm like, I don't like this, you know? And it's like, you know, it was what it was. You know, people, I think, just like what they fucking like. You know, and some of it's Freudian. Like my mother is taller than my father, so I'm, like, attracted to taller chicks. You know, but that's just Freudian shit. But at our base needs, you know, give me a fucking little shorty with an ass, and I'm happy. You know, titties are good, but I'm an ass man. And, you know, that's what it comes down to. We like what we like. You don't have to fucking police it. You know, and you know, mentioning, you know, trannies and stuff, I think that's this whole thing with Caitlyn Jenner, you know, a.k.a. Bruce Jenner. I think it's good because it's getting people to talk about these issues that, you know, like they have to talk about this on ESPN because he was an athlete. And that's the group you got to meet. You know, that's the thing I can't stand about, like, people on the left. They're just preaching to each other. Like, tell it to the bros. You really want to make a difference? Change the bros' opinions. Because there's a shitload of bros in this world. Bros kind of run the world. You know, regular dudes that watch football all day and just, like, want to drink beer. That's the, like, honestly, probably 70% of the male population here. Those are the dudes that, like, you know, they buy shit. They affect culture in their own way. We all are fucking surrounded in our little, like, Facebook bubbles. But those are the dudes, you know. I see it. Those are the dudes. And there's no color to them. It's just white, black. They're bros. They're fucking bros. Full of testosterone. And they don't want to fucking be lectured to. So, you know, having Bruce Jenner actually was good. Because it changes me. It challenges my own thinking. You know, the idea is gender. I mean, I'm a big Darwin biology guy, but, you know, can gender be in the mind? I suppose it can. It comes down to me, and I think that's the thing we just have to get to, is just like, hey, man, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. You don't have to even, like, agree. You know, you don't have to, like, agree. You gotta let people fucking live. You know, it all comes down to that. It just, who are you to say? Who the fuck are you to say, well, no, this has to be the truth? Like, why does there need to be, like, this existential feeling of gender at the end of the day? I mean, is it really going to, I mean, transsexuals are such a small percentage that if this fucking minority of a minority of a minority want to feel and want to be called and referred to as women, what's the big fucking deal in the end? What is it really going to do? I mean, I don't know, man. If I wanted to get rid of my own genitalia and be a woman, have to do certain... I mean, who knows? I'm going to have a tough fucking road ahead. So we should be pretty fucking chill to those people. You know? And get to, like, whatever. At the end of the day, it's like, this is a human being. And this is how they feel. And you can't change fucking people. You can't fucking, what are you going to brainwash them? Going to do the fucking pray gay away? No, you just, this is where things are at. So, I don't know. I mean, that's why I go back to something I was saying before. I like art that can actually reach the regular common man. I think that should always be a goal. If you're trying to, like, say something. Now, if you just want to write some cool shit, that's fine. But if you're like, you know, I want to really actually say something, I want to affect culture, well, then think of those people. Think of those people. I like to, you know, think of those people. That's what impresses me the most. You know, there are a lot more artful shows than Modern Family. But if you can make my fucking Aunt Patty be like, yeah, you know, gay guys, they should get married. That's impressive to me. You know, the medicine and the meal. So... All right, 19 minutes, man. I'm getting good at rambling. Is this any good? I don't know. You know, I'll keep it around 20-something. So, yeah, I'll have a guest next week. You know, because it's just, it'd be time. I found Macon, but that's all right. Yeah, tired. You know, what are you going to do? I finished a good column. I got to write a thing. Speaking of Pray the Gay Away, I'm going to try to write. It'll be under a pen name, but I'm going to write a thing about Kirk Cameron's Pray the Gay Away Cock Lovers Camp, and there will be a Crocosaurus in the mix. So that's pretty fun. That's on my agenda. I'm gonna write, try to have sex with my girlfriend, and watch The Bachelorette. So I got a good, you know, hour and a half till The Bachelorette comes on. So on that note, Oh, I miss Tony the Healer. That fucking sucks, by the way. It's just for people that watch The Bachelor, that Tony the Healer fucking made the show. So that's gonna bummer. But all right, y'all. Passion of the Christoph podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you next week. Peace.